Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Aleph Omud Beis, and this really begins the kuntres, the special additional material that the Chofetz Chaim put down together, known as the Mishnah Sofrim, that deals with various formations of the letters, the proper way to write the actual letters, and some klolim that he brings down from the Prima Godim and other Achronim. This actually continues all the way to Samach Dalet Amud Beis inclusive, and then on Samach Hei it picks up with Simen Lamed Zayin. So we have 7 shiurim scheduled for this period of time, and some of it will go through some of the Mishnah Sofrim, and we'll use some of the other time for Chazara. We won't follow along the actual pagination of the Mishnah Berurah for this, as this is quite complicated, really requires intricate knowledge of Safrus, and you really need to see the formation of the letters in front of you, which we obviously can't do on an audio shiur. So we will see how we go over these next couple of days, and it will give us a chance to go over some important halachos today, as we'll today go over the Kitzur Klali Shiloh Kisidron from the Prima Godim and Shaar Achronim. We're going to go over some of the laws of Shiloh Kisidron. This can be found in Samach Aleph Omud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Chofetz Chaim writes, Tefillin u'mezuzos tzrichim shu kesuvim kesidron. A law that we've already discussed quite a bit is that tefillin, as well as a mezuzah, needs to be written in exactly the order that's written in the Torah. And this is a din min ha-Torah. This is a Torah-driven law. If you write the tefillin out of order, even one letter, it's not kosher. This is based upon the pasuk, Vayu hadvarim ha'ele. These words, kesidron, have to be written down the way they are actually written in the Torah. And when you write the tefillin, you must write them in exactly the way. And this is true. Bein hikdim parshul a parsha. This is true that you have to write the parshios in the order that they're written in the Torah. As we already pointed out, even the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, which have the parshios inserted in different order, have to be written in the order that they're found chronologically. Kadesh, v'hoya, kiviyacha, shema, and v'hoyim shemoa. Even though he switches around the order of parshios 3 and 4, v'hoyim shemoa precedes the shema, but shema must be written first. And this is also true. Bein teva l'teva, o oslos. Each word has to be written in the correct order, and each letter of each word has to be written in the correct order. And if you don't do this, it's possible because of Shiloh Kisidron. Aval bizeha oz gufa lo shayach Shiloh Kisidron. But in the individual formation of a letter, that letter doesn't have to be written in the exact way a letter is normally formed. For example, atzadi kegon tzadi, which is really made up of a combination of a yud and a nun. The yud being the top right part of the tzadi, and the rest of the tzadi, the diagonal part and the base, that is made like a nun. Normally when a person would write a tzadi, he would write the top right part first, which is a yud, and then he would write the base, which is a nun. If he did that out of order, he first wrote the nun part, and then he wrote the yud part, lo havi Shiloh Kisidron, that wouldn't be a problem, even though this letter is, quote, written in the wrong order. Anything like this, v'chol ki ha'gavna, is not a problem of Shiloh Kisidron. And therefore, v'chein im kosav miktsas os v'yachakach kosav os shemikodem. If you were to start writing the next letter, and then you hadn't yet written the letter before it, but you only wrote part of the next letter, and then you go back to write the preceding letter, all you have to do is mashlema os, finish writing the os that is the earlier letter, v'lo havi Shiloh Kisidron. And the fact that there may be a little bit of a letter already written after it, since you didn't write an entire letter, it didn't take the status of having a letter being written, that's not called Shiloh Kisidron. Why? The kosh ain kosev os sholem mikra v'hayu hadvarim kisidron. Because as long as you haven't written the full next letter, you haven't yet written the next letter in halacha, and even though part of it is there, it's not a problem of Shiloh Kisidron. The dover sholem ba'inon lo chatzi dover. Because in order to have a problem of Shiloh Kisidron, you need to have written the entire next letter, recognizable as the next letter, and not part of it. Aval, im kosav yud below kutso hasmali. But if you wrote the letter yud and you neglected to put down part of the yud, the bottom part of the yud that extends below the yud, o aleph v'ayin v'shin uchadome, or any letter like an aleph and ayin or a shin or a similar letter to that, she'ein nogeah yud b'ha'os v'yachakach kosav mikodem. And this was the letter that is out of order. And then you go back. You had written this letter, but you hadn't finished it off perfectly. But it's recognizable as that letter. And then you go back and write an earlier letter. That would be a problem. Yesh bo mishum Shiloh Kisidron. Why? Because dahashto lekula amrinon diyochol lesachin achar kach. Because there's a leniency involved over here that it's not a problem to correct such a letter if you find it earlier in a klaf, after you've written all the other letters in the klaf, it's not called a problem shelo kesidron because the letter is considered already having been formed. So you can actually go back as a kula and go and correct it and make it right, as we already brought down in the Taz in Siman Lamed Vav. Therefore, mishum the ikar hadvarim kesedur nichtavu, because the essential letter was already written there, and this is only a correction of that letter. The shame also leh afilu below hatikun, because that letter is already called that letter, even though it needs still a correction. The letter is considered to have been written, and it's not considered shelo kesidron when you correct it, and it is not viewed as if kemo shenichtav achakach, it's not viewed as if it's now being written out of order. Therefore, lekula we do this, so therefore certainly kol shekein l'chumra, we do this as well l'chumra. The shame also leh, if you wrote the next letter, even though it's not fully done, but it's recognizable as that next letter, v'havi shelo kesidron, if you now were to go back and write an earlier letter, that would be a problem shelo kesidron. Furthermore, he states, "V'kol shekeinim lo nechsar ba'os rak tagin o shar dvarim." The only thing that was missing is the tagin that we spoke about in yesterday's shiur, or shar dvarim she'enon ma'akvin, or anything else that's not ma'akev. The letter is perfectly halachically acceptable. And then v'achak ha'kosim mikodim, and then you were to write something earlier, that would be a problem. The yeshua mishum shelo kesidron, because you did write the next letter, and if an earlier letter isn't written, that would be shelo kesidron. He points out, as a hagov here, the Chofetz Chaim writes, "V'yesh sofrim shenicholim be'inyon shelo kesidron b'psuli d'araisa." There are many sofrim that aren't familiar with what makes a letter possible mid'araisa or good d'araisa through rak machmas cheshron yedia, and it's because of lack of knowledge that they make these mistakes. Shetoin lachshov shelo kesidron, and they make a mistake thinking that the only way you can be over shelo kesidron nikur rakim hu misakin eza dover acha gemara parshios. They think the only problem with lo kesidron is if after you've written the entire parsha, if you then go back and correct something. And therefore, v'alkei misakin beisak siva kama osios shekvar cholat the over mehen. And therefore, during the actual writing, they go back and forth and make all sorts of corrections with emes lokenu, and that could be a real big problem. They're wrong. Elatekev kishikosava os sha'achrov. Once you write a following letter, also lasakin oshalafonov, you can't go back and correct an earlier letter unless in lobedover shemidina afilu below atikun yeshalof shem os oso ha'os. Unless that first letter is already kosher and you're only correcting it to make it more perfect, to make it more lechatrila, to make it more noy. But if that letter is not a good letter, then you're not allowed to go back and correct it. Then you have a problem shelo kesidron. The lav kuli alma dino gemirili da eza dover yeshalof shem oso ha'os belihatikun. And many sofrim aren't familiar with the laws that this letter was not good beforehand, or it was good beforehand, and they just assume that they wrote it, and therefore it's good, and it's not a problem shelo kesidron. And they think that it's called that letter without making a tikkun. But in fact, they're not allowed to go make that correction, because they wrote already a subsequent letter, and this would be a problem of shelo kesidron. Therefore, he recommends al kain. A sofer should be very careful when he writes tefillin and mezuzos. A sofer should not go and make any sort of a correction on a letter that he's already written, if he's written subsequent letters, because unless he's absolutely certain, it's a clear-cut, absolutely certain halacha that he's allowed to do that. And he shouldn't, for himself, take upon himself. He says, well, if this is good, then this is also good. That he's not allowed to do, especially if he's not a big gadol, he's not a big talmid chacham, he can make a mistake very easily. He adds further, this is true with anything that you're actually writing. And certainly, and certainly when you're coming to erasing something, because that involves a whole separate series of halachas that we spoke about earlier as well, called chak tochos, that you're not writing the letter, you're just making the letter appear because of erasures or wiping out something, that could be a problem even if you don't have a problem shelo kesidron. You haven't written any subsequent letters, but now it's not cool that you wrote that letter. It's cool that you erased the ink that's there to form that letter, chak tochos, and that's no good. One has to be very careful to know all the simon that we've discussed and went through in some great detail, and we just went through it. We're not bakiyim in this. They're very long details over here, very complex halachos, and a sofer shouldn't take it upon himself to just assume that he knows what the law is. He should ask a gadol, and therefore the best suggestion is don't make any such corrections once you've already written it down until you've asked the gadol what to do. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Va'ayin b'chayyadim, he says, look in the chayyadim shekosev duha yom masne im ha-sofer shlo. When the chayyadim was purchasing tefillin and mezuzos, he would make arrangement with the sofer as follows. Shelo lohonif aleim barzel machbazeh. Don't put any barzel on top of it. I'm not exactly sure what he means by that, but I think what he's saying is don't do anything to it once you've written it. U'v'emes atzasu yitovim out. And he says, this is a very good idea. Aval einenu mo'elis. This only helps, however, rakli inyonli notzel yideizeh mechashash dechak tochos. But that will only help if you don't do anything with the problem of chaktuchos, because you're not doing anything to it. But it won't help if you had done something already wrong in a shaloka sidron. Therefore, in lo shi yizoha sofer, you should warn the sofer and make sure that the sofer is very careful. Lisnag b'melachto melechas shamayim la'at lat. Have the sofer go about his holy work here on a very slow basis. It may take him a lot longer to write, but he'll be much more kosher. Shalo lahatik yodo min ha'os. He shouldn't remove his hand from the letter ad shiamidenu al tumunoso kadin until he's certain that that letter is absolutely finished, and only then can he go on to the next letter. Ukvaru isi anoshim yirei alukim. And he's seen many people, Yorei Shemayim people, who spent a lot of money to go correct their tefillin. The local misofer uman, and they go to a sofer who's a professional, Sheocholasos Batim Noam, who knows how to make beautiful batim, umudorim, kedin, mechopertem. He's an excellent batim macher. However, that's wonderful, vashri chalkam. However, much more important than going to a beautiful batim macher, to have beautiful batim, and to have beautiful ritzuos, and things like that. Aval biyosim is there. Much more important, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's tzarich lizor al inyan ha-tefillin b'gdim. Look at the inside, the hema parshios, to make sure that they're perfect. Shiaseh sofer kol osi oseim kedim l'chol patem v'hidureim. That the sofer is writing them with all the particular details and all the beautiful additions that need to be done to make them l'chatchil l'kosher. Such a sofer has to be an expert in all the laws that we're going to be discussing over the next seven shiurim. And he should do it slowly. Because if even one letter is made not properly, the whole part of it, all the details, it could possibly the entire rest of the tefillin. As the Gemara says, that concludes the Haggah over here that the Mishnah Berurah adds in. And now we go back to continues from the words of the Prima Godin. Im choser bihaksav hatagin o hakotzer shayud. If you're missing the tagin or you're missing the bottom part of the yud, so we've already learned in Simon Lamed Vav, the Taz and the Magin Avram, the Yesh lo sakin afilu achashinichtavu. That's not a problem shaloki sidron, because the letter is already there. The kol sha'os tzurasu aleh, as long as the letter is formed and recognizable, afal gav de below kotzo shayud has smally posel Rabbeinu Tam, even though some posel, like the Rabbeinu Tam, say without that little kotz at the bottom of the yud, it's actually not kosher. Nevertheless, even the gam tagim, yeshom the posel otigyan, as we pointed out yesterday, there's some that hold that the tagim are ma'akev as well. But nevertheless, mikol mokom, v'hoyu advarim, is completed. You do have the words, all the letters written correctly, recognizable, even if they're not perfect yet, or even if they're not 100% kosher yet. Guf hadvarim kisei denichtavu. The essence of the letter, the essential part of the letter, has been written properly, and therefore it's good. The chen lahafrid negios bein os los, to make sure that there's a separation, appropriate separation between each letter. Shari achakach. You can do that afterwards as well, because the letters were already written. And as long, of course, as you haven't changed the shape of the letter by making the erasure or the rubbing out of the ink that's necessary to be rubbed out. And likewise, the yud part, the top and the bottom of the aleph, or a shin, or an ayin, or the regal of the tof, she'en nogim, if they're not touching properly. And nevertheless, a young child who, as we've gone through these halachas, would be able to recognize that as a letter, or the beis, or the dalas, kedomah, she'en hagag, mechuba, liyorech, lamala, if these letters, the beis and dalet, aren't properly connected to their top part, and even though a tinok is koryason b'tsurason, rashay l'sachin achachach, as long as the child is able to read it correctly, the letter had the tsura, and therefore it's not a problem shalok kusidron. However, the Yerah, the Choseh, this is only true, dafkum ein nikar predosul hedja, if it's not recognizable that there's a separation. If it is recognizable, if it is recognizable, then afogav the tino kore kain, even though a young child might read the letter correctly, kivon shein suroso aleh, have a kosev shelo kisidron. This would be considered not kisidron. And he points out this was already discussed previously by Rav Kiva Eger and Ayin Shom, where we discussed this in Simon Lamed Beis. He continues and he says, "Vamed v'armurun, what are you talking about? Be'elu v'chadom lehen, with these types of things and something similar to this. Sha'ayideh shechosar lehem eizadover lo nidma ayideizet tumurasim lo secheris. When they're missing something, it still looks like that letter and it doesn't look like another letter. But if you were to be missing something, even a small thing, that would make it look like another letter. For example, Avo Yud Shel Tzadi, if you're missing the Yud of the Tzadi, the top part of the Tzadi on the right, Shein Nogas LaNun Shelo, it doesn't touch the base Nun of the Tzadi. The Nira, therefore, Ayidei Zeh Ki Yud, Nun, it looks like two separate letters, a Yud and a Nun, or a Ches, Sheberego Smolo Yesh Hefresh Dak Ben Harego Lagag Venira Kehei, or if you have a letter Ches and it's missing on the left side, the connection from the left leg all the way up to the top, so it looks like a Hey, with a space there between the left leg and the top, then, Afilu Im Eira Shatino Koro Leos Kitsura Ruyolo, even if a young child would read it correctly, Ein Mol Tikun, you can't correct it, Mishun De Lo Kisidron, because it was a Hey, and now you made it into a Ches, and you wrote subsequent letters to it, so that's a problem with Shaloki Sidron. Vida Didas, Aprima Godim is there. This is the opinion of the Prima Godim. Afilu Mein Nikor Predosin Lhedra, even if it's not clear that it's a separate separation between them. Vatino Kiro Gamkinlios, and the young child is able to read it. Lo Mahani Tikun, you can't correct it, because objectively it looks like that letter Hey. Even if somebody else would read it as a ches, and you can recognize the space, even though you'd read it as a ches, but you see there's a space there, it's no good. It says, Ayin and Simon Lamed Beis, where we discussed all of this already, and B'shas Atrak, maybe there's room to accept it, but not L'chatchila. We'll stop over here, we'll pick this point up tomorrow as the shiur that we'll call Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and we'll finish off these klolim from the Prima Gadim tomorrow, and then we'll spend 5 days of Chazorah on Hilchos Tefillin, and I hope that people will enjoy the Chazorah, and I hope that people will have a chance to look in the Mishnah Berurah themselves and go over the actual tzuras of the letter that the Mishnah Berurah tells us. They're so important, but they're obviously much more important for Sofrim, and not as important for a person, and I think we'll gain more from chazoring over some of the very practical halachos of Hilchos Tefillin rather than going through the details of Safros over here, which A, I'm not an expert on it by any means, and B, will not be as practical. That concludes today's shiur.